The accused gunman in a Pauls Valley shooting has been charged. A break in a 2013 missing persons case. And the city of Norman gets voter support to build a permanent homeless shelter. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Deborah Shar. A man accused of plotting a mass school shooting in Pauls Valley was charged today in Garvin County District Court. Victor Hawkins faces 3 felony and 2 misdemeanor charges. Investigators say Hawkins entered Pauls Valley High School yesterday afternoon with a gun and fired several shots before being apprehended. Principal Kirk Moore and other staff members confronted Hawkins in the lobby area and subdued him until police arrived. Moore took a bullet to his leg, but is expected to recover. Hawkins is 20 years old and a former student at the school. Law enforcement officials say recently discovered human remains in southern Oklahoma have confirmed 2 deaths from 2013. Sarah Lisi has the latest update in the case, which has garnered national attention.
Molly Miller and her friend Colt Haynes were last seen with James Conn Knipp, who was recklessly driving a vehicle with all of them in it. It was reported that his car spun out, throwing gravel all over a patrol car, and a police chase ensued, but it ended for officer safety. Miller and Haynes were never seen again. Knipp was charged with endangering others while eluding a police officer. No evidence of blood was found in the vehicle, so what happened to the two remained a mystery. Until now. This week, the Bureau of Indian Affairs Missing and Murdered Unit identified 2 sets of remains found in Love County to be Miller, who was a Chickasaw Nation citizen, and Haynes. The remains were found in a newly searched area that required landowner cooperation. Circumstances about the deaths have yet to be released. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
2 measures that would clear a path for adjusting or reversing Medicaid expansion are moving forward in the Oklahoma legislature. The American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network warns the legislation could threaten access to preventative care and screenings in a state with the 4th highest cancer mortality rate in the country. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports.
Both measures would send state questions to voters that, if approved, would allow lawmakers to adjust who is covered under Medicaid. This isn't possible currently because voters enshrined Medicaid expansion into the state constitution. Republicans say it was a mistake and ties their hands when addressing spending.
From the cancer lens, Medicaid expansion quite simply saves lives for the people who fall into that coverage gap.
That's Matt Glanville, the network's Oklahoma and Arkansas Government Relations Director. He says Medicaid expansion has been crucial for detecting and treating cancers in individuals who would otherwise delay care to avoid hefty bills. He argues expansion shouldn't be a target for spending flexibility. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Norman voters approved 5 propositions and a new city council member on Tuesday. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
All 5 of the propositions put forward by the Norman City Council were approved by voters in the special election on Tuesday. Among the propositions was an $8 million bond to build a permanent emergency homeless shelter. Concept designs for the new shelter released by the City Council earlier this year include increased capacity for individuals, family apartments, and medical respite rooms. The shelter is expected to be constructed within the next 2 years. Norman's current emergency shelter has been operating out of a temporary location since 2022. A $35 million street improvement bond and a 2% increase in the guest tax rate were also approved by voters. In a runoff for Ward 5, Councilmember Trey Kirby won over Diana Hutzel with just over 53% of the vote. I'm Hannah France.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you 3 essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.